This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A new U.S. plan to deliver aid to Gaza is set to begin. A massive ship is heading to the eastern Mediterranean, loaded with gear to begin construction of a floating pier to deliver aid to Gaza amid the ongoing conflict. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
The United States Army deployed a vessel from Virginia to the Mediterranean carrying equipment to build a temporary pier. While it will likely be weeks, with some estimates as high as 60 days before the pier becomes operational, the plan is to have a floating base of operations to deliver aid to Palestinian territories. The United Nations says a quarter of Gaza's population faces starvation. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Muslims spot the Ramadan crescent moon in Saudi Arabia, meaning the month of fasting starts Monday for many. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
This marks the start of the holy fasting month of Ramadan, which is a period of religious reflection, family get-togethers, and giving across the Muslim world. But as they savor the traditions, the troubles faced by fellow Muslims are never far from anyone's mind. This year, the war and hunger in Gaza cast a dark shadow over the celebrations. In Rafah, people are seen carrying on with their prayers within the rubble of a mosque that was destroyed. Muslims try to avoid conflict and focus on acts of charity during the holy month. However, the war in Gaza is looming large over this year's Ramadan for many Muslims. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Farmers blocked railway tracks at a northern border in India on Sunday, continuing demands for a minimum support price for their crops. The protesters stopped trains and chanted slogans while sitting on railway tracks. This is VOA News. The U.S. flew in forces to beef up security at the embassy in Haiti and evacuate non-essential personnel. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The U.S. military says forces started landing at the embassy in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, Sunday, evacuating non-essential personnel. Gangs mainly control the neighborhood around the U.S. compound, where violence has been rampant and deadly. Guyana's president, Mohamed Irfan Ali, chairman of CARICOM, is inviting select world leaders, including the U.S., to meet Monday.
The situation on the ground remains dire and is of serious concern to us.
Haiti's Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who is facing calls to resign or form a transitional council, has been unable to return home after traveling abroad trying to secure a UN-backed police force with no success. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukrainian and allied officials have criticized Pope Francis for saying Kyiv should have the courage to negotiate an end to the war with Russia. The pontiff's statement was interpreted by many as a call on Ukraine to surrender. The foreign minister of Poland and Ukraine's ambassador to the Vatican both used World War II analogies to condemn the Pope's remarks. Saudi oil giant Aramco on Sunday reported it made $121 billion in profit last year, a number actually down from its 2022 record due to lower energy prices. VOA's Tommy McNeil has details.
The results still mark the company's second highest ever result, according to Aramco, as members of the OPEC alliance continued to cut their production to try to boost global energy prices. However, lower results also squeeze the kingdom as it embarks on a massive development project under its assertive crown prince to wean itself off oil revenues. Aramco had reported a $161 billion profit in 2022, likely the largest ever reported by a publicly traded company. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
British police said on Sunday a man has been arrested after his car crashed into the gates of Buckingham Palace in central London. Grainy images on social media showed a car at the front gates of the palace. British media quoted a witness as saying they heard a loud bang. Police said the incident had occurred in the early hours of Saturday morning. Buckingham Palace said no member of the royal family was home at the time of the incident, and repairs to the gates were underway. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or you can download the VOA News mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey.